From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has taken to Twitter to assail reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct justice in the investigation into alleged collusion between Trump staffers and Russia. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
He's obviously playing to his base, but this is not going to sell. The bottom line here is going to be what Mr. Mueller determines based on the facts he developed.
Multiple groups are investigating whether Russia interfered in last year's presidential election. U.S. lawmakers played an annual baseball game for charity on the day after a gunman opened fire at a Russia Republican team practice. Four people were wounded there, including the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise, who remains hospitalized and in critical condition. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
This is an annual summer tradition that's been going on for 80 years. And it's usually pretty lighthearted. It's something that Democrats and Republicans up on Capitol Hill love to tease each other about and kind of look forward to all summer as they're practicing. But obviously all of that changed when the tragic news came through about the shooting at the practice just before this game. And that really changed the tone here at National Park. You know, there was such a spirit of unity, of joy, of wanting to recognize the Capitol Hill police who did an incredible job protecting the Republican team. And just people having a sense of wanting to move forward after what's really been a rough summer in terms of political discourse and then this shocking news.
VOA's Catherine Gibson. This is VOA News. 18 people linked to an attack on protesters last month, including bodyguards to Turkey's president, face assault charges here in Washington, D.C. Four have been arrested. The remainder are at large. Muriel Bowser is mayor of Washington, also known as the District of Columbia.
As many of you may remember, on May 16th, the Turkish president and foreign minister attended official meetings here in Washington, D.C. Turkish security and diplomatic personnel accompanied the Turkish president and foreign minister during their trip. During the course of the official visit, Turkish security personnel and others assaulted peaceful protesters in the District of Columbia.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sitting in a car nearby when the incident occurred. However, the city's police chief said investigators had insufficient evidence to charge Erdogan in what he characterized as a pretty brutal attack. The Turkish leader said he will launch a political and legal fight into the arrest warrants. Nine people were injured in the Washington skirmish. Europol is reporting that jihadist attempts to launch terror attacks in Europe are trending younger, and more of them are women than ever before. Last year in Europe, police arrested 718 alleged jihadist terrorists, representing a near twofold increase over 395 arrested in 2014. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention suffered what is being called a severe neurological injury. 22-year-old Otto Wambier is now back in the U.S., where his father, Fred Wambier, spoke with reporters.
I would like to highlight this morning the bittersweet feeling that my family has. Relief that Otto is now home in the arms of those who love him. And anger that he was so brutally treated for so long. We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time.
Ambir's parents described their son's release as a medical evacuation. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he does not believe his country and the United States are enemies and downplayed fresh sanctions levied against his country by American lawmakers. Putin's comments came a day after the U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly to strengthen sanctions against Russia as punishment for its campaign to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
That's the latest world news from VOA.